అఖండమండలాకారం వ్యాప్తం యేన చరాచరం జయత్పదం దర్శితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే ఓం భూర్భువస్వః తత్సవితుర్వరేణ్యం భర్గో దేవస్య ధీమహి ధియో యో నః ప్రచోదయాత్. డియర్ ఫ్రెండ్స్, టుడే వి ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ అండ్ గెట్ ద జిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద 20th బుక్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాతిభర్మి సాహిత్య, విచ్ ఇస్ టైటిల్డ్ యాజ్ ద నీడ్ ఆఫ్ ద ఈరా, చారిటీ ఆఫ్ టైమ్. Hindi it is called Samay Dani Yugatan. When discussing and understanding this point, we should have clarity about what charity means, why you give charity, and the talents you have to develop before giving a charity, and in the end, the process of giving the charity. In this way, when we try to understand charity, Pujya Gurudev remarks about certain people giving income tax savings as charity. What he means by that is that many people who have finances give charity because they can evade income tax. And also in evading the income tax, they get a name and fame of giving something that is very good. This is no doubt a charity, and of course that type of charity is also useful. But what Guruji says is charity is something which should come out of your heart, where you are ready to sacrifice anything for a cause. That is the real charity. This type of charity, when we think about it, the most important thing which one has to think is, what is it that he has to give as charity? Food, money, or any special talent he has, or something else? You have to select what you have to give to others so that not only you, but the whole world may be benefited. Nowadays, the maximum outlook of giving charity is about money. It is money which people give and want to take the credit of charity. But what Pujya Gurudev says is, today in this era, it is not money which is important. It is not talent which is important, but something else. And he gives an example of Swami Vivekananda, Swami Dayananda, and in the previous yugas, he talks about Hanuman, he talks about Buddha, and he talks about many other people who have given their entire life and time for a cause. And that type of charity has made them so great that even now we talk about them, we read about them, and many of us follow what they taught so many years back. So that type of charity is what Guruji wants us to give. In this book, Pujya Gurudev wants us to give our time for this cause. Because if we give money, we don't know how it is utilized, or for what purpose it is utilized. You give something which you have, like a building or something. What happens, we just don't know in what way they are being utilized. And nowadays, many, many things which have been given to others are not properly utilized. Therefore, Pujya Gurudev insists that you should give time also to see that what you are giving is properly utilized. And for that, you should know for what it is being given. Pujya Gurudev says that this is one of the rarest opportunities. And according to many people in the spiritual field, especially the Theosophical Society and Sri Aurobindo, specifically they maintain that this time in humanity will never be repeated. Again, remember and understand what I am telling you. The time through which we are going, especially these 10 years till 2012, is a wonderful opportunity for humanity, for planet Earth, which is never going to be repeated again on the planet Earth. This is the end of this type of particular possibilities. Gurudev gives an example that just as people who work specifically and give their time and everything at the time of independence, and once the country becomes independent, they are always remembered, they are honored, and they are always remembered that one should follow them. But after you get an independence, if you want again to live like that and again fight for independence and go to jails and other places, you won't get the same result because that time is gone. Similarly, these few years, especially the decade of this 21st century, first decade of 21st century, is something like that, where the entire planet is being liberated. All beings are being liberated. Everyone is free and are under the control of the soul power, what we call the atmic shakti. And once you know how to live under the power and influence of the atmic shakti, we need no gurus, no outsiders to help us. Our life itself gives us the correct orientation and way of life. This importance is not going to be repeated. This time has to be utilized to the maximum extent. And once you understand that this is the rarest opportunity for the planet Earth and humanity, you can understand how much time you have to give for this. Again, he says that what is most important when you want to teach something to others, to preach something to others, when you want to train something, you have to become an expert in it. You have to become talented in it. That is what he used, Gurudev says, as Pratibha Parishkar. So when you want to have a talent to utilize this particular time which you are going to spend for the betterment of humanity, for bringing heaven on earth, you have to utilize two tools. One is Gayatri Mantra and the other is Yajna, as I have already explained in my previous books. When I say in my previous books, I mean my comment in my previous books written by Param Pujya Gurudev. So about Gayatri Mantra and Yajna, we have to remember and develop our talent, knowing fully well that these two are the basis of Hinduism. And when we say about Hinduism, and these two are the basis for humanity, we should remember that Hinduism is just, as I repeatedly tell you, gets the credit of realizing these universal laws, just as when I talk about the Dalton's theory or the Newton's laws or the Einstein's laws. We do not mean that they belong to the Einstein or Newton or Dalton. It is universal, it is applicable to the entire humanity. But because they were the first people to give us to humanity, we give our gratitude by repeating the laws in their name. Similarly, the universality of life, the ability of the mind, supermind, and the soul, these three words, mind, super mind, and the soul. The powers of these things were discovered by Hindus and have been expressed in Vedas, in their Shastras, in their scriptures, in the Upanishads, in the Vedanta, which are all part of the Vedas. And of course, the practical aspect as given in Ramayana and Mahabharata. So how to develop these talents in which you have to give your time is basically understanding the universality of the Gayatri Mantra and how the universal powers can be controlled and given a wanted direction, the needed direction, or the thought over direction to which the universal laws is given by Yajna. So first is, we have to understand this is the rarest opportunity for us that is given. We have to utilize our maximum time, and then we should know what we have to give by understanding Gayatri and Yajna. And with all that, the most important power in giving a charity is, when you give a charity, you should see that the other people are really utilizing it, understanding it. Because if you give some money to somebody and they use it for something wrong purpose, your charity of money is a waste. Similarly, when we utilize our time in propagating the universality or the universal powers of the mind, supermind and soul through the knowledge and science of Gayatri Mantra and the instrument of Yajna, the most important power which we have to see is that we should ourselves be an example, an authentic example of what we are going to preach and what we are trying to give others. And also, the most important thing which we have to give is, which we have to see is, and which we have to format is, organization. Until and unless when properly the time charity is properly organized, the results will not be of any use. And this organization always depends on four important aspects. One is what is known in Sanskrit as Svadhyaya, studying everything in detail. And after Svadhyaya, the second thing is Satsang, where we organize ourselves, who have read this thing, how it is useful in their lives and how they are utilizing it. And lastly, the most important aspect of this organization and study is Seva, service. When you are doing all these things, Svadhyaya, Satsang and Seva, study, a group of people who are studied, and then how they utilize these powers in service, the most important thing is they have to develop Sanyamana, what is known as restraint. Because until and unless they can control and remove the desires which they have for something which was not essential, they cannot utilize these three powers. So, with this background, when we utilize our time in the service for the era, which changes the era into a noble era and converts the planet Earth into heaven, is what is exactly given by Param Pujya Gurudev in his 20th book, Jai Gurudev.